It's rhyme and riddle time.
Grown up, my dears, and are as old as I, you'll often ponder on the years that rolled so swiftly by. And of all the many lands you will have journeyed through, you'll oft recall the best of all, the land your childhood knew.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, girls and boys.
This is Uncle Bob.
And this is Aunt Mary.
And that's Squeaky the dog, and we're back for another half hour of songs and stories.
And rhymes and riddles.
And lots of fun for everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. Say, did you get cold this morning, Aunt Mary?
Oh, did I get cold? I should say I did. That wind is blowing so hard. Of course, it isn't so terribly cold, only that the wind is so cold.
Squeaky said he got cold this morning and said it's a good day to sit by the radio and listen to Rhyme and Riddle Time.
I bet he got his feet wet.
I bet he did, too.
Well, you know, I wonder if we should have our pickup parade.
I think we should. I think we should raise that magic window and see if all the little boys and girls out there are, getting those shoes and stockings on this morning and helping their mothers around the house and, just doing everything like, they're supposed to be doing this time of day.
Are you going to let Squeaky raise the window today?
Well, yeah, should we let him do
that? Oh, let's do. All right. Get such a kick out of it.
Here you go, Squeaky. All right. So he did a pretty good job, didn't he?
Yes, doesn't he enjoy that, though? And look at all those little girls and boys out there. Aren't they sweet?
Isn't it wonderful
to be able to visit with them every morning, every Saturday morning like this?
I
wish it was every morning,
Oh, I do, too, Aunt Mary, yes. But this is the day that they get to stay home from school, you know. when they get to rest a bit, so
that's right.
Look forward to go back Monday again, but... Yeah, they're doing pretty good out there this morning.
Yes, they are. Everything looks real nice out there. I'm really proud of them. You know, it seems so wonderful when you look out there and everything's nice and neat and no toys lying around for people to step on. You know, you can get hurt if you step on toys.
Oh, sure. And they're all sitting around there and I'm just waiting for the rest of the program to start. They must be expecting a good story or something.
I'll bet they are. And we've got one for them, too, haven't we?
Oh, you bet we have. Well,
yes,
I think probably that... we ought to play that pickup parade music in case there's... there's one or two things lying around out there that haven't quite got picked
too.
Up yet.
Maybe it would be a good idea.
All right. Well, start picking up now, boys and girls. Everything's all spick and span.
Oh, yes, it is. Everything's wonderful. I guess we can lower the window now, don't you think so?
All right, here we go.
Okay.
And there's the magic window until next Saturday.
Yes. See, while I think about it, you know, I have got to read a letter to Squeaky.
Squeaky
got a letter. And it says, "Dear Squeaky, I love to hear you. So does my brother Edward. Well, Squeaky, goodbye now. Love, Patricia Lee Rassel of Bradley, South Dakota."
That's nice. Squeaky likes that.
Yes, indeed. And then I got another little letter, Bob, that I'd like to read right now before we go any farther along. It's from a little girl at Lake Preston, South Dakota. And she sent in some stationery that she makes herself. It's the prettiest stationery. It has the little hand-painted flowers on it. And then it has a butterfly that's made out of pheasant feathers.
She made that all by herself?
She made it all by herself. Isn't that beautiful?
I'll say it
And she says that they make, she and her mother use pheasant feathers and make lots of different things. And they get orders from many other states. And hunting season, she makes corsages, too, out of these feathers. Said she made enough to buy a bicycle.
Say,
isn't that wonderful?
Say,
you know, I'm going to have her make me some stationery, because I think that would be awfully nice to have something like that that's handmade.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Marlis Larson of Lake Preston, South Dakota. I think that's very pretty, and I'm awfully glad to get letters like that.
Really, really beautiful stationery.
Mm-hmm, it really is.
Yourself.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let's see. What have we got next?
What have we got next? Whoa. Oh, we got lots of birthdays next, Santa,
birthdays.
Right?
Oh, are you going to start out, or shall I?
Well, I have some right here if you
All
want
right,
me to go
you
ahead.
All right, start right out.
Well, these are some of the boys having birthdays this week. And there's Jerry Lee Matheny, Billy Hahn, Harold Wheeler, Walter Williams, Jr., and Lauren Tilburg are all having birthdays.
Uh-huh. And I have Beverly Gunther, Ann Platt, Mary Jean and Rosalie Ann Rickard, Anita Shepherd, Darlene Joyce Blankard, Viola Mae Snyder, Candace Candy Camel, and Mary Louise Trudeau.
And there's Freddie Hanke and Howard Stemmen and Larry Syverid and Daniel Bellin and David Orthouse.
And I have Marcia Jean Blankard, Carlos Jean Langland, Jeanette Lawler, Patty Sue Hustle, Marilyn Carlson, Lois DeJong, Donna Faye Hilbrands, Josephine and Joseph Bergenheyer.
And I have Denny Shepherd and Eugene Kronbach, Dean Fullerton, David Hogan Reinhardt, and Richard Lee Schaffelman.
And I have Marlis Ray Larson, Gloria Eckberg, sent in by Sister Beverly, Mary Ann Fossum, Dixie Lou Burley, Lou Jean Kay, Steffett, Marjorie Ann Ulmer, and Gail Famer.
And I have Gary Lauder, Lester Armstrong, Jimmy Schmidt, Graydon Schmidt, and Larry Pease.
And I have Janet Ray Weeb, Carol Jean Kurtz, Karen and Jean Obermeyer, Jeanette Biggerstaff, Marilyn Witt, and Joyce Curtis.
And I have Marvin O'Grady, Jimmy Swales, Delwyn Wirkentine, Myron Lamb, Larry Brigham, and Jimmy Carr.
And Janice Jane Bigler, Bonnie Johnson, Beverly Stewart, Sharon Dietrich, Marlis Winslow, Bonnie Smiley and Marie Hackett, and Barbara Ann Marlowe.
And then there's Jimmy Klukas, Martin Edward Bright, Robert Gray Rodman, Jean Harlan Numsen, and Jimmy Sukup. And say, you got some more there,
huh? Uh-huh, I've got some more. Mary Lou and Bonnell Benjamin, Margot Lynn Kern, sent in by Brother Malin Gerard, Elsa Lauder, and Beth Woods.
Well, you know what I got to what's that word? Enthusiastic. That's
it.
Enthusiastic. Uh-huh. Sure. What I got to enthusiastic about there, Aunt Mary,
uh-huh,
was the fact that I got a couple of names here. I heard two boys that they're each 4 years old, but they're going to celebrate their first birthdays tomorrow.
Oh, leap year,
That's
huh?
right. February 29th.
See.
Because they were born on leap year's day 4 years ago, and their names are Harry James Tomsha and Roger Harold Zebel.
Well, isn't that nice? Wouldn't
mm-hmm.
it, wouldn't that be strange to only have a birthday every 4 years? That would be pretty nice after you get as old as I am.
No, Aunt Mary. I've always wondered what that would be like, you know.
Ah, it would be rather funny, wouldn't it?
I'll say it would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the boys and girls are probably wondering what our story is about today, but before we tell them what it is, we ought to tell them happy birthday, don't you think so?
Oh, that's right. We should. Uh-huh.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just call Squeaky up here to have him start that happy birthday song for us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
To no one but you. To no one but you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
For you're a jolly good fellow, for you're a jolly good fellow, for you're a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For you're a jolly good fellow, for you're a jolly good fellow, for you're a jolly good fellow.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, boys and girls.
Yes, happy birthday to all of you. Oh, say, do you know what we've got this morning?
What have we got, Anna?
We've got a new contest.
A brand new contest?
Yes, we have. It's a very exciting contest. Shall we tell them about it right now?
Well, let's do that, Aunt Mary.
All right.
Oh, I'll tell you what we do.
Uh-huh.
You tell me all about it because I don't know as much about it as you do, see, because I wasn't here when that letter came in, you remember?
Oh, that's
telling
right.
Telling us about our new contest.
Oh,
so you
yes.
tell the boys
uh-huh.
and girls all about it.
Well, we are going to invite the boys and girls to write in and tell what games they like to play at parties. And for the best letter received from a girl and the best letter received from a boy, we'll give a prize of an album of party phonograph records, a whole program of games, stunts, and prizes by Ralph Edwards, the Truth or Consequence Man. For the next best letters, we'll give a girl and a boy an album of Sparkle Plenty's birthday party. Four prizes, two for the girls and two for the boys. All they need to do is write and tell us what is their favorite game to play at parties, and they must mail their letters not later than next Wednesday, and we'll announce the winners next Saturday morning.
In other words, this is just a one-week contest.
Just a one-week contest, so they've got to get busy and write right away and tell what games they like to play at parties.
All right, we'll get those letters in this week and tell us what game you like to play at parties, boys and girls. And Sal, how about that story?
Oh, let's have that story right away.
All right, the story today is going to be told by Mr. Bitzel, and here he is to tell it right now.
My name is Mr. Bitzel, and though I'm not famous yet, as soon as I get my chance, then I'll be great, I bet. What if I'm short and squat and sort of kind of fat? I'm still gonna be an acrobat. Why, I get up every morning as soon as the rooster calls. I flip and turn and flip, from dawn till evening falls. My friends, they gather round and laugh whenever I fall down.
Hey, if you was an acrobat, you'd make a perfect clown.
But then, as luck would have it, his big chance came along. As one fine April afternoon, he heard this distant song.
Oh, hooray, hooray, the circus is in town. As soon as they have pitched their tents, I'm gonna hurry down. They'll surely have a job for me when I just tell them that my name is Mr. Bitzel. I'm the world's greatest acrobat.
Early the following morning, Mr. Bitzel was up with the lark. And after a hurried breakfast, rushed out to the circus park.
Step right up, folks. Step right up for the big show. And while you're waiting to pass on through, I've got a little song to sing for you. Hooray! Hooray! The circus is in town. Come on, along, and meet the funny clown. Watch the tightrope walkers in the tricks that you enjoy. See the rubber man tie a can to Jojo the dog. Hurry, hurry, come on along inside. Learn how the bareback riders ride. Wait and see what happens when the elephant sits down. Hooray, hooray, the circus is in town.
As the circus barker finished his song, he felt a tug at his coat. And there was Mr. Bitzel, nervously clearing his throat.
Oh, mister, I'm...
What's on your mind, Fatso? I'm a busy man, you know. I've just found out that my acrobat won't be in time for the show.
Mr. Bitzel's heart went bumpity-bump. And then it leaped and whirled.
If you're looking for an acrobat, mister, I'm the greatest in the world.
The barker stared in great surprise. He just could not believe his eyes. But since he had no other choice, he answered in his hard, harsh voice.
If you're half as great as you say you are, that's all that is required. So go out there and do your act. And if you're good, You're hired.
Mr. Bitzel felt so happy. This was what he had been hoping for. But little did he realize then what the future held in store. Well, the Barker hired Mr. Bitzel, as you'll recall, no doubt. Now, if you listen closely, you'll learn how he made out.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your joy and satisfaction, the daring Mr. Bitzel will be our next attraction. He tumbles and twists and stands on his nose. He walks on his elbows and wiggles his toes.
A hush fell over the people. You could even hear a pin drop.
Oh, gosh, I felt so proud my buttons began to pop.
And then Mr. Bitzel was off down the runway at a mile a minute pace. He leaped in the air and started to whirl. And then...
I fell on my face.
Poor Mr. Bitzel felt so low, he wanted to hide. But then, he saw the Barker scowling at him and decided to try again.
I got up as quick as I could, and dusting off my pants, I clenched my teeth, I unwound my legs, and I gave myself one more chance.
This time, Bitzel flew down the runway, like an airplane out for a race. And starting to turn... Once, twice, is he going to make it?
No, I fell on my face. And that was all for me, as you have guessed, no doubt, for the Barker grabbed me by the neck and really threw me out.
That night, the show was over. Tents were taken down, and while poor Bitzel sighed and wept, the circus soon left town.
I was too ashamed to go home that night. My heart was sick and sore, so I roamed around for miles and miles until I could stand no more. Then, picking a spot where the grass was deep, I stretched myself out and went fast asleep.
When he awoke next morning, Mr. Bitzel still was sad. When all of a sudden, he heard a sound from a nearby lily pad. And there he saw a great big frog hopping around with glee and doing triple backflips. Just as easily as could be.
Oh, golly, how amazing. If I could flip like that, then I would really, truly be the world's greatest acrobat.
What did you say?
Oh, gosh, oh, gee, oh, mercy me, I'm still asleep, I vow. 'Cause, Mr. Frog, I really thought you spoke to me just now.
That's right, I did. And now, my lad, what is it makes you look so sad?
Oh, Mr. Frog.
Just call me Flip.
You seem to be the understanding kind. So listen, and I'll tell you just what's on my troubled mind. I want to be an acrobat underneath the circus top. But my feet never do what I tell them to. And every time I flip, I flop. I want to do a somersault. Want to do a handstand hop, but my arms can't agree with the rest of me, and every time I flip, I flop. I want to do like
well, now I'll see what I can do toward helping you along. Just try a simple backflip so I'll know where you go wrong.
Mr. Bitzel took his forward leap, but he failed to look beyond.
And though he made the turn all right...
You guessed it. I fell in the pond.
But rising out of the water like a fat little submarine, Bitzel turned around to the frog and said...
Now, do you see what I mean?
I think I know your trouble and the reason you keep slipping. We had a case just like yours once at the Frogtown School for Flipping. Now, follow closely. Why, you can't miss. A backflip is so easy when it's done like this.
So Mr. Bitzel tried it, and his joy was soon complete when, for the first time in his life...
I landed on my feet.
That's fine. Now all you have to do to be an acrobat is practice, practice, practice until you get it pat. Practice makes perfect. There's no other way. You can't expect to reach the top in one single day. Oh, practice makes perfect. So you must not rest till good goes on to better yet, and better turns to best. Maybe it's no fun going over the same old ground, but look at the moon and sun doing it all year round. Go, practice makes perfect in everything you do. So just let practice make your perfect dreams all come true. Maybe it's no fun going over the same old ground, but look at the moon and sun doing it all year round. Go, practice makes perfect in everything you do. So just let practice make your perfect dreams all come true.
I practiced, practiced, practiced each day without a stop. And by the end of summer, I could flip without a flop.
And so one day, when the circus was playing a nearby town, Flip the Frog and Bitzel went confidently down. They found the barker in his tent with members of his staff. But when they saw who'd come to call, they all began to laugh.
But, sir, I am an acrobat. Believe me, that is true.
My boy, if you're an acrobat, then I'm a kangaroo.
Hey, that ain't fair. That ain't fair.
Flip and Mr. Bitzel pleaded till the barker at last gave in. And so that fateful evening, with the show about to begin...
Ladies and gents, presenting Mr. Bitzel. He'll flip and whirl and wiggle. He may not be an acrobat, but he'll surely make you giggle.
The drums began to roll. The trumpets gave a blare. And then our Mr. Bitzel was whirling through the air. First a double backflip. Then a standing vault. A jackknife whirl. A barrel whirl. And a triple somersault. Gone was the barker's scornful sneer as he listened to the cheering mob and fairly begged Mr. Bitzel to take a steady job.
That's my boy. He's wonderful, wonderful.
And so, Mr. Bitzel at last made good. And not long after that, his name went ringing through the land as the world's greatest acrobat. He never forgot his friend, the frog, and traveling from city to city, you'll see them strolling arm in arm, singing this little ditty.
Hooray, hooray, the circus is in town. Come on along and meet the funny clown. Wait and see what happens when the elephant sits down. Hooray, hooray, the circus is in town.
Oh,
say, that was a good story, wasn't it, Aunt Murray?
Oh, that was a wonderful story. I certainly liked that
one. I did, too. Uh-huh. It just goes to show that practice makes perfect.
That's
if we don't
right.
succeed the first time, we try it again.
Try it again, that's right.
Oh, say, it's riddle time here on Rhyme and Riddle Time this morning, Aunt
Murray. Yes, it is, and we've got some wonderful riddles.
Oh, we sure have. Uh-huh. I'll bet if you tell me one, I'll guess it right off the bat this morning.
Oh, I bet you can, Edie. Here's a riddle from a little girl, Karen Hermanson, way up in Hardin, Montana.
Uh-oh.
And she says, ask Uncle Bob, how many sides has a circle?
How many sides has a circle?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. A circle, it doesn't have any sides, I don't believe, does it?
Oh, yes, it does. That isn't the answer.
Oh,
Are you going to give up? Are you going to give up? Hurry up. Give up. Give
all
up. Quick.
Right. I give up. I can guess that one.
Well, a circle has two sides.
Oh.
Inside and outside.
Oh, sure. I should have known that one.
Yes, you should.
Here it is. First riddle and I didn't guess it.
First riddle and you didn't guess it.
Here's one that you won't guess.
No,
this one comes from... from Richard Tideman down in Niobrara, Nebraska.
Oh.
And says that I went to the woods and got it. I sat down to look for it. I brought it home because I couldn't find it. What is it?
Oh, for goodness sake. Went to the woods.
Mm-hmm. Went to the woods
Let
and got it.
Let me see. What could that be? I made a rhyme. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What could
Let's
that
see.
Be? Well, rhyme and riddle time.
Sure.
Oh, that's right.
So what's the answer? What's the answer, Aunt Mary?
Oh, give me a little more time.
I went
Let's
to the woods
see.
And got it. I sat down
I
to look
I could
for
think
it.
Of that. I can't. I'll have to give up.
A thorn in my finger.
Oh, sure. Now, why can't I think of those things?
Oh, they're tricky, some of these riddles
here's
are.
Here's a cute one. This comes from Lucille Seibert at Fedora, South Dakota.
This is the one I'll guess. I'll guess this one
I'll
for sure.
I'll bet you don't. Ooh. Now, here it is. What did the nickel say to the dollar when it saw the penny coming?
What did the nickel say to the dollar?
When it saw the penny coming.
I
bet you can't guess that one.
Let's spend a little time. Is that it?
Yeah.
Is it one of those tricky answers like that?
No, that's not it. Do you give up?
Yeah, I give
Come
up.
Come on, give up.
I suppose I'll have to.
All right, you know what the nickel said to the dollar when it saw the penny coming?
What did it say?
Better beat it, Buck. Here comes a copper.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll say it's
you. It certainly is.
Well,
is another one?
Oh, I certainly have.
Well, I'll guess this one.
This one's from... Laverne Pritchett from O'Neill, Nebraska, and it says, what stands on its head all the time?
What stands on its head all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, why can't I think this morning? I just can't think at all this morning.
I'll give you a clue. If you're standing on your head, it wouldn't be standing on its head. That's the only time that it wouldn't be standing on its head.
If I was standing on my head.
I won't give you just a
well,
short time.
Well, that'll
never
happen because I can't stand on my head.
Well, here's the answer. A nail in the sole of your shoe.
Oh, that's right. Now, that's very simple when you know the answer, isn't
Why,
it?
Why, sure.
It certainly is. Oh, let's see. Have we got time for another one?
Oh, I think we have, Aunt Mary.
Oh, well, here's one from Hilke Olling, O-H-L-I-N-G, of Rock Rapids, Iowa. And she says, please see if my Uncle Bob can guess this one. What has 3 feet and cannot walk?
3 feet and cannot walk?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, let's see. Couldn't be Squeaky. He's got 4 feet.
He's got
no,
four
that's
feet.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give up?
I give up.
A yardstick.
Oh, I should have known that
well,
one. I don't know why
should.
I gave up
I
so soon.
I just don't know why you can't guess these riddles this morning, Uncle Bob.
I have another one here about shoes.
Says, oh, you do?
Yeah, it says, why did a man put bird feed in his shoes? That comes from a little boy down there, Billy Longerman of Brunswick.
Why, bird seed in his shoes?
Yeah.
Well, what in the world? I'd think that'd be awfully hard to walk on, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want bird seed in my shoes.
I see that you've given up already. To feed his pigeon toes. Isn't that it? That's a good one.
It certainly is a good one.
Well, Aunt Murray, look at that big hand on the clock pointing right up there at 12 again.
Oh, and that means we have to go.
So this is Uncle Bob.
And this is Aunt Mary.
And that's Squeaky the dog saying so long until next Saturday morning. And don't forget, boys and girls, write and tell us about your birthdays.
And don't forget to write a letter telling us what party games you like to play next week before Wednesday.
And be sure to send in your riddles. You boys write to Uncle Bob.
And you girls write to Aunt Mary.
So goodbye, boys and girls.
Goodbye, girls and boys.
Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob will be back with you again next Saturday morning at 8:30. Be sure and listen. WNAX Yankton.